T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So we got this email from Angie in Orchard Park. She says, my kids are 7 and 9, prime trick-or-treating ages. Unfortunately, this pandemic is making everything very difficult. My kids are doing distance learning for the foreseeable future, and I'm not comfortable taking them trick-or-treating. So I told them, we're not going to trick-or-treat, nor am I going to hand out candy on Saturday. I just don't feel comfortable with it. And so Angie heard us talking about how we were giving out candy, and she says, I just don't think it's feasible to do this safely. In fact, I think it's irresponsible. So she talked to a few of her neighbors, and what they told her was they're planning on Halloween as usual. Their kids are going, they're handing out candy, and I thought we'd be a united front, but that looks like a no. So now Angie says, my kids are very mad at me because their friends are all going out trick-or-treating on Saturday. So here's Angie's question. I'm curious to know from you and your listeners, is anybody with me? We're in the midst of a pandemic, people. Mask up, stay in, wash your hands, and don't go trick-or-treating. So this is Angie. She's got a 7 and 9-year-old, and she's wondering, is anybody with her? 644-9850. How are you going to do Halloween this year?
This is your chance to share your thoughts if you are taking it as vigilantly and seriously, and probably we should, as Angie, share your thoughts, 644-9850. What I'm sensing, and I think Angie did too with her neighbors, some people are like, eh, it's okay, we'll wash our hands, it'll be okay. Everybody has a different degree of concern, of rules, of playing along. We've seen this since March. Everybody's different on how they handle it. Explaining it to a 7 and 9-year-old, I don't wish that upon anybody, because well, they just want the candy and the costumes. Like, it's fun, right?
Exactly. And you don't know what Angie's experience has been. Did a family member get COVID really bad?
Yeah. Everybody has a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you're right. And some families have been rocked by this tragically, and some, it has been zero issue.
But I don't know what you do with a 7 and 9-year-old. Do you draw your shades so they can't see all the kids, like, running along the streets and everything?
I don't know.
Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jill.
Hi, Jill. So what are you going to do in the midst of this pandemic? Are you doing trick-or-treating?
Well, we have a pretty small street. I think everyone's on the same page here. But I think the kids could go out safely. I mean, I'm a nurse. Wear a mask. I don't think you should cancel the whole thing. I think you can do it safely, responsibly. Let them go out a little bit. I don't see the major problem if you're not coming in contact with people. I think we need to use our brains here and just do things a little bit more responsibly. But to cancel the whole thing is, it might be more devastating to the children than if they didn't go out at all, you know? So it's a tough decision, but you can do it with limitations.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you called. Thank you for the perspective. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Samira.
All right, Tamara, so Angie's got a 7 and 9-year-old, and she says no trick-or-treating, no handing out candy at her house in Orchard Park. How are you doing it?
I have 3 kids, and they all want to go trick-or-treating, but I'm just going to buy them each a bag of candy and give it
okay.
to them. I'm not going to let them go out this year. Maybe next year.
You know, you could have them go out the back door and then swing around to the front door so they get it out of their system and keep
answering. Well,
Jan,
we're doing a scavenger hunt in the backyard, so we're going to just put candy out back, and they'll get the same amount of candy and kind of do it differently. So there will be, we're not doing door-to-door trick-or-treating with the kids. We're just keeping it on our property and yard.
That's not a bad idea.
I might actually do that.
I know, right? Doesn't it? It sounds fun. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Lori. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Put some flyers out to try and get our two streets, east and west, to combine so that we have a small area of trick-or-treating with our neighbors. We're planning on using as much as we can with masks, washing our hands, putting, like Nick was saying, the candy out on the yards instead of front doors. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also give our neighbors an opportunity to turn their lights out if they don't want anybody coming to their house, like you mentioned before.
It's going to be hard when kids go trick-or-treating because the usual trick-or-treating time is 6 to 8. It will be dark by then, so is it going to be lit up?
We actually, in the flyer that we passed out, requested to do 5 to 6. So it's 1 hour right after work, early enough for the little ones, early enough before it gets dark. And the weather's supposed to be fantastic. So I'm really hoping we can do this safe and bring a little bit of normalcy to our Somerset Lane.
I love that. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
The usual trick-or-treat.
Hello, Kiss.
It will be dark by then.
Hi, is this Brett?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brett. So Angie in Orchard Park has a 7 and 9-year-old, and she's like, I am not taking them trick-or-treating. What are you going to do on Saturday?
We are going trick-or-treating. And like every other year, if someone doesn't want to hand out candy, they just keep their lights off and their doors closed.
Will your trick-or-treaters be wearing masks and masks?
What is this?
She's wearing four costumes, so she'll be wearing that, and that is all she will wear. I feel that these kids need to experience things in life. You need to get sick as a child. You need to build your body and your immune system.
Well, you're one perspective. Some people would argue with that. I'm glad you called, Brett. Hi, Mary. You're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi. Well, first, I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, too.
So, second of all, I have a 16 and a 10-year-old, and I asked them flat out, what did you want to do? And they wanted to go to haunted houses. So we're going to Becker Farms, and we're going to do a haunted investigation at a house here because they didn't feel comfortable. And I don't want to get them.
So they're not doing the door-to-door trick-or-treating? They've said no to that?
Yeah. So then I decided to create boo bags for them and put all their favorite things in it, and then we're just kind of going out.
Now, what are you putting in the boo bags just to give other people ideas?
So my 16-year-old, she likes silly socks, so I did like all the socks, and she wanted a ring and, you know, all the girly things. And then my son loves like zombie stuff. So I went out on, of course, Etsy and found all these cool different like little zombie statues. And I'm going to surprise them with that.
Okay, that's a good way to do it. So they're kind of getting their fulfillment of treats. I appreciate you calling.
Oh, Jane, are you going to make me a booze bag?
A boo bag.
What'd you say? Boo bag? No, booze bag. Booze. I said it right, I think.
Cassidy, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you going to do trick-or-treating this year, Cassidy?
So we have three kids. They're 3, 2, and 5 months old.
Okay.
So our 3-year-old being Spider-Man, so he has a mask. We're not going to make him wear one underneath it because he's only 3. And then our 2-year-old, she just puts her mask in her mouth, so we don't typically make her wear one. so she's just going to wear her regular costume. Our 5-month-old's just putting on, like, a bear, like, fuzzy jacket type thing. And we're going to let them trick-or-treat around both of our parents' houses to, like, the neighbors that we're, you know, really familiar with.
Uh-huh.
So just to get them out, they're little, they don't really like to go very far anyway. But my advice to, you know, parents with older kids that do like to kind of go, just, you know, have them wear their mask, bring hand sanitizer, have them hand sanitize in between going up to the door and, you know, getting candy. You know, I mean, a lot of people that are passing out candy are probably going to not be having everybody stick their hands in the candy bucket.
Right.
It's kind of common sense this year to, you know, put the candy in someone else's bucket. And then let their candy sit. I mean, maybe have a couple pieces at home that you can be like, okay, here's your candy. And then make their candy sit overnight so that, you know, I mean, it's all in wrappers. Spray it with disinfectant if you really feel like you need to. But, I mean, with our kids, we're probably going to give them a couple pieces that we have at home and then just, you know, we usually ration it over a couple days. You know, we don't really let them eat it all at once.
So they're not bouncing off the walls. I'm thinking of using grill tongs to hand out my candy. That gives me a little bit of space.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
You know, nice long grill tongs. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got it figured out. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Jade.
Hi, Jade. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good. So how are you going to do trick-or-treating this year?
Okay, so we have 6 kids at home. Me and my sister live together, so there's 3 for each of us. We range from 8 to 4 months old. Mm-hmm. So we decided we are going to stay home, and we're going to just throw a Halloween party at home. We're going to do trick-or-treating from door to door at our house. So each bedroom will have something different.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have a pinata for the kids, so they'll get extra candy that way. Uh-huh. And we've got a whole bunch of Halloween games from Party City.
Oh, that sounds really fun. Now, the pinata thing, you know, that swing from a child, there's nothing like it. Make sure you have everybody standing way away from that.
Yeah, wear protection, absolutely. Too. Okay, question. Are you going to have any outsiders come in and join, or will it just be the 6 kids that live in that house?
Just our house.
All right.
So how does it work? When you go on a date, does your sister watch the kids and vice versa?
No, we don't usually go out.
No going out. Okay.
This is a very interesting sister wives situation going on here in the house. It's working out for you, it sounds like.
I like it. That's absolutely a great idea. Thanks for calling. Rachel, you're up.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Rachel, we're asking the question at 644-9850. How are you going to do Halloween this year? Angie in Orchard Park says her 7 and 9-year-old are not going out and she's not giving out candy.
So my whole thought process is I have 3 kids, ages 10, 7, and 5, and these kids have been through so much since spring, since everything shut down. They miss out on a ton of things, and this is the one holiday that they can actually go and be kids and be outside, and so I'm absolutely taking my kids trick-or-treating. It's all about being responsible and being smart. Bring some hand sanitizer with you. You know, have them wear masks underneath their masks if need be. You know, I live in Hamburg, so it's I'm a part of like a Facebook group page that I had asked, you know, where the local trick-or-treating spots are. And like, it's insane, like how many people are so negative about it. It's like, if you don't want to participate, I 100% respect that. But, mm-hmm. you know, in the same sense, it's like these kids, again, they missed out on so much over the summertime. Sports being canceled. They just can't be kids right now. So I'm 100% for it.
Are you, whoever's giving out candy at your house, will they be wearing, like, the plastic gloves?
So where I specifically live, I live over by the fairgrounds, and mm-hmm. it's pretty commercial over here, so I don't really get any trick-or-treaters. But if I did, I absolutely, you know, I take my kids trick-or-treating, but I would at least leave a bowl on the porch for the kids. And, you know, like the other lady said, you know, let it sit overnight. And, you know, there's so many, people are so creative with the things that they're doing nowadays. Like, you can absolutely think of something to make it fun for the kids.
You brought up the fact that the kids have gone through so much and sacrificed so much. Part of my brain thinks, why blow it with this one event? Why forsake all that sacrifice that you've done with not doing things where, and I understand you take care of your own kids, but you can't count on everybody else to be as cautious as you are. So part of me thinks, why blow it with this one event? Let's just sacrifice a little bit more. And for our kids, we're just not going to do the trick-or-treating door-to-door, which I don't mind this year because, you know, depending on how cold it is, it's not always the most fun. Mm-hmm. And so we're keeping it at home, keeping it indoors. That's our decision. And I'm sure we're going to see trick-or-treaters around. But that's where my brain went when you said that.
Yeah, and I 100%, you know, understand and respect that. You know, but it's just being smart about it. You know, like, people have no problems going to Walmart or going to grocery stores and where you're standing in mm-hmm. line. You know, less than 6 feet distancing, and then all of a sudden we have an issue with going trick-or-treating when the kids are outside. Most of the people who walk around are with their families anyhow, so you just maintain the spacing, you wait for the kids to be done at the mm-hmm. door ahead of you, and you just be smart about it. And
I think I'm going to get stickers so that everybody knows where to stand, and I'm loving the idea of a 6-foot PVC pipe that I can just shoot the candy down into the bag.
Absolutely. Like, people are coming up with such incredible, like, creative things, like, you know, zip lines from the house to the mailbox.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, there's things that you can do to make it fun for them. It's two hours one time a year. And, you know, you don't even bat an eye going to Wegmans and standing in line with all these people to pick up your necessities.
You've got to make the candy luge, which is the large pipe thing. That's what you call it, Janet's candy luge. The kid stands at the end,
I'm
and you
okay
just fire
this.
Candy down it.
You know how much fun I'm going to have.
And it's like, respectively, if you don't feel comfortable handing it out, then just don't turn your light on.
Yeah, I go between, I don't know what the right...
Or you've eaten all the candy we were going to give away.
Truly, yeah.
Which happened to me.
I know. Going to have to go back to the...
Honest fact.
I It breaks my heart that so much has changed this year. I see both. I still don't know what to do, but I'm glad you called, Rachel, and it sounds like you've given it a lot of thought. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Welcome. Who's this?
Bianca.
Bianca, what are you thinking for Halloween?
Well, for my son is asthmatic and he has like lung issues, so we're just going to keep it like with us. We are doing a Halloween party, but like I have four kids, then my goddaughter and my fiance, so we don't really need anyone because there's a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping it indoors this year.
I like the idea of having him go to all the different doors inside the house, and you know you can use bathroom really doors, closet doors.
At least taking them out, but I just feel like it's unfair to just leave one behind because, you know, the doctor doesn't recommend him going anywhere, really.
Yeah, this has to be very scary for you in these times, having to protect your child from anything.
I know, 100%. Their school allows them to go one day a week, but the nurse, basically disqualified him from going because it's, like, such a huge risk for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, it's been difficult, but we're getting the hang of it. It's actually getting better. They're getting used to being home, and, you know, I'm thinking of better ways to get them out, like doing things, in, you know, at parks where there's no one around or in the backyard or, you know, taking the dog for a walk. So they're mm-hmm. getting used to it. It's getting better for me, too, because it's, oh, my gosh, it's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot.
Like, all I want to know is on December 31st, when it's New Year's Eve, and I try to wear high heels because I haven't worn high heels since, I don't know, March. So I'm going to put my high heels on. I'm going to put on my sparkly dress.
For who?
And I'm just, for anyone that's at the house, probably just Jeff and Roxy and Colby, but it's still going to be a party. So then I'm going to be in my sparkly dress and my high heels as I welcome in the new year. And all I want to know is, does it get better? You know?
I hope it does, seriously.
Right, exactly. I'm glad you called. Stay safe and happy Halloween.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.